QED.
So there we have it, Drosselmeyer.
If our predictions are correct, then all the princess has to do to be beautiful again is simply eat the sweet kernel of the Nutcracker Took.
The Nut what?
Cracker Took.
Never heard of it.
The Nutcracker Took has such a hard shell that a 48-pound cannon can be fired at it without even denting it.
Fancy! Did you hear that, my dear?
Then how can the princess open the nut and get to the kernel?
Ah, yes. What do you say to that?
The nut must be cracked for her.
Of course.
But how?
Exactly how?
By a man who was never shaved.
And never worn boots.
Who must then hand it to the princess.
With his eyes shut.
And must not open them again.
Until he has taken 7 steps.
Backwards.
Without tripping over.
And the princess will be her old self again?
On the contrary, Your Majesty. She will be her young self again.
Bravo, bravo. This is wonderful news. You shall be rewarded, Drosselmeyer.
Your Majesty.
Begin as soon as dinner is over. Have the young unshaved man in shoes here with this nut thingy.
Cracker too?
Quite. And make sure the lad doesn't drink anything beforehand.
Your Majesty...
We don't want him tripping over when he walks backwards, do we?
Your
of
Majesty...
Of course, he can drink as much as he likes, just so long as it is afterwards.
Your Majesty...
What is it now?
I'm afraid you don't quite understand. The Nutcracker Took and the young man have still got to be found.
What?
And I'm afraid we don't know yet whether they can be found or where to begin looking for them.
Then we shall have to behead you after all.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Yes, and you as well, astronomer. At once. Send for the royal executioner.
Oh, please be merciful, my dear. And they have found a way of making Pirlipat well again.
Yes.
And if you cut their heads off, then they can't do anything more to help.
No.
And poor Pirlipat will stay like this forever.
There, my dear, don't upset yourself. the Queen has a point. We will show mercy to you both, providing... You go and find the Nutcracker, whatever it is, and the young man, and don't come back until you have.
And so Drosselmeyer and the royal astronomer left the court and set out on their quest. For 15 years they journeyed, north, south, east and west.
From Bangkok
to Bucharest.
We sailed down the Tiber.
The Thames.
The Nile.
Crossed the Alps.
And the Andes.
Mile upon mile.
Searched the markets of India.
Of Egypt.
And Spain.
Explored jungles.
And deserts.
And every terrain.
Tramped all around Paris.
And London.
And Rome.
Called at Constantinople.
And we still can't go home.
Why not? The one place in 15 years we've not been to... is our own city, the place where we were born and bred and grew up.
So off they went. And as soon as they arrived in the old town, the clockmaker went to look for his brother, the doll maker, Zacharias Drosselmeyer. When they found him in a dusty old shop down one of the narrow, winding streets, Drosselmeyer and the astronomer told the doll maker about their 15-year adventure.
What an amazing story, brother.
We haven't told you the half of it. How we spent 2 years at the court of the King of Dates.
You don't say.
Or how we were taken prisoner by the Prince of Armand.
That was when my friend Drosselmeyer lost one of his eyes.
Oh, how absolutely terrifying. Although the eye patch is most elegant.
That is something I would rather forget. But if you wish, I will tell you how we tried to find the...